here we are all ready to get out of Pine Ridge. Or rather, it's with Lumber Manor, brought to you by the Mr. Horlick, the original, all the Well, we're on our way, Pine Ridge, the old the rest of his unit. Let me tell you a little more about the sidelights that Lumber Manor has made out to all users of Horlick Malt Mix. So I'd be able to know what I was talking about, Lumber Manor let me borrow one of these flashlights. Get it here with me right now. So that is cyber doodle. All right, there. It looks like a fountain pen, just about the same size, and on it is a good strong clip, just like fountain pen has. Let's keep a place tight and point out of your coat and pocket. If you want to carry it around, just as you do a pen or an example. Now, down at the bottom end of this good-looking aluminum tube is a flashlight bulb, a non-brittle solid crystal bulb that can't become unscrewed and still off. Now, at the top, just about the client a minute ago, is the little button that you press to turn on the flashlight. And when you press that little button, well, that's when you're going to get the surprise of your life. But you wouldn't believe that anything as compact as this could throw out such powerful beam of light. I tell you, folks, this little flashlight is certainly a peach. Every single one of you ought to send in and get one. That's easy enough to do, you know. Sir, send in the wrapper from a package of Horlick Malt Mix powder. Can be from any size, that is either natural or chocolate flavor, but it must be a Horlick Malt powder wrapper. What I mean by that is the wrappers from Horlick's tablets are not eligible. Now write your name and address on the back of this wrapper and enclose 10 cents to cover the cost of packing and mailing your byline. Then, mail your wrapper and dime to Lumber Manor, care of the station, Wiggle Edison. And in return, Lumber Manor will send you one of these handsome pocket-sized flashlights, complete with bulbs and batteries. Now, don't put off sending in for your flashlight. Do it right away. Do it tonight before you're good. And now, let's see what happened in Fountain Pine Ridge. The Lumber Manor are very much concerned right now over the fact that Heaven Decide, the visitor, has discovered an accident policy of Manor's and has cleared 20 more damages on account of his accident. The old clothes are afraid to tell us that the accident was fake. Banner has not been hurt. And yet they don't want to accept any money from the insurance company or the coast lane. They have just really fixed it in Pine Ridge today. As we look in on the office of the Metronomic Bureau, he pings every key from there in response to an urgent call of Matt.
No, I just thought you would have it to
rehire you
before and not ever mention
it.
Nobody. My
arm ain't
showing up.
Well, I told nobody, but most of you here, Mr. Lowe, because I'm in with the party line. You see, it's telling everybody they wouldn't have to do this for you.
I told him. No, I know. Lowe got mad in here yesterday. My wife here, too.
She had
her husband get hurt right now. I had to get
Lumber
over and tell her that if he had done that for her, no, he told her he knows she'd be letting him in. He was going to have him fun.
Did she
hear anything? Yeah, she don't know now, but Lord, if she was mad at the West, if he finds out the truth now, I'll be her half. That's the reason I'm
going
to
caution
you
the three. No, I won't. Tell you the truth, he's going around with your arms rushed up that way. I'd have forgotten the death if you weren't showing up in the West again.
Well, yeah, go ahead and let yourself forget it, then. They won't be able to tell you to me with
them. I'll try to forget all about it. Oh, don't trouble with me when I try to forget something there. It looks like I get to think about it so hard that I recollect better than ever. I'll be the best way for me not to try to recollect it for
you. You ought to know better than anybody else
when
you forget that when you remember
and
remember that when you forget.
I'm getting sort of mixed up on it now. I forget whether I'm supposed to remember it or forget.
Forget it. That's what you're supposed to.
Yeah, but I forget what I'm supposed to remember it
for you. Well, fine. You're doing all right, Kenton, if you've done forgot it.
I don't know why it was I forgot, though.
Just quit thinking about it. You'll have to recollect it and you have to forget it all over again.
Well, is that all you wanted to see, Mr. Adler?
Yeah, I can go, Betty.
I spit out there going back to work, and Mr. Dixie had some orders for him to deliver.
The mail fair had got out here when you left down there.
No, he didn't come to us.
Oh, well, I'm asking you to see how many votes went up today. You know, me and Lumber Manor folks out on the party line, he said, quick one, I'll say, going to be credited out in the store when we get it booked up.
Well, I reckon that was what Lou Ever was talking about then.
Lou Ever?
Yes, my little sister.
Oh.
She come home from school today, too, and she sent Mr. Lumber down to school out there this morning and he was speaking.
Yeah.
Yes, she told her to call all this never one of their flashlights they're giving away and told her to be going to vote for him president when they're over here.
Oh, he did, did he?
Yes, that's what she said.
So that's the kind of stuff he's putting in charge of the labor here, Harry. He's doing everything he can, Frederick. He's putting up fires around down here and voting for Lumber for president.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he's got the whole town for the same time.
I know it.
I reckon he'd be elected, all right. But I hope you win, Trevor. But, you know, whenever Mr. Lumber makes up his mind to be elected, there ain't nothing going to stop him. You know that yourself.
Yeah. Well, Ford, I ain't had no idea he's going to make a regular election out of it. You think he's running for a top jet where he's standing on?
Probably should I get out here and do some handshake. If you don't, he's going to beat his bad, you won't know you've been arrested.
I ain't going to wait, but I'll get caught on 49 again. He might have been on jail already. You watch the front over there, if you like, I'm going to holler at him. Wait a minute, go here. You have to wrangle home for me, then. Hold me here. I can't do nothing here. Just
keep
the
farm
on,
right? Oh, it's
a farm. Yeah, farm. All right, right, yes, sir. They're
about to get
the
name over.
Or they got a rich in here to find out where the fire is.
Well,
what about this, friend? Well, they ain't gone ahead. Tell me this. Wait a minute. Hold me here still now. Hello? This is Admiral Peabody. I'm just one of the hacking folks that's already over here for smoke and burning. And just as quick as you get your flashlight, I wish you'd pour down to your friends. But find what anybody sees is going to want one of them. And be sure and tell them both of you too when they got in. I don't want to say about thunder for all, but anyway. If you folks like me, Fred, in, I'll guarantee that anybody comes out on our new door, gets the door, and I'll make it happen. I've been trying to get to be Fred here ever since me and Long Ben did it. It's the first thing I've ever had in the whole office. I'd like you to show him one time what I can do.
Here comes Mr. Lum out there in front of the floor.
Well, I hope you made an old bird. Goodbye, Daniel. We'll be here for
I don't believe you.
No.
Well, I better get on back to work.
Yeah, I'm looking at Eddie. Come back again.
Gentlemen. Hello, Cedric. You ain't leaving.
Get your message. I'll let it over.
Well, I'd love to have you set yourself. With it. Here, have one of our cars. Tell your friends about it.
What kind of car did they call?
Oh, I just got them a personal car to hand around.
Well, both for Bob and Eddie for Reddington and the gentleman downstairs. People's choice. Get on the bandwagon. Well, what about it?
Oh, that's
fucking
Mom. Getting out
of
car getting
some
for you now, huh?
Yes, we collect that old everything, everything grand, love, and
warm. What are you doing all morning? I'm a kind of hooky for now.
Well, I've been, I just had a little business to get into.
Yeah, I know what you're doing. You're down at the schoolhouse taking a feed after me on the go party. That was you.
Who told you that?
Never mind, I'm here
tomorrow. Well, Larry, you're going to get to spite your life in the next few days when these folks are coming in.
Yeah.
Hey, Bart, just to say you are embarrassing, I'll let you withdraw from the ring right now.
Wait, No, you don't.
We're just going to just hang out in. All right. He's glad I warned you. If you get more than that, it's my fault. What did you want to need about?
Well, I just judged myself for an insurance company about it, Larry. Won't make a settlement, no accident.
You are? We're about to get now.
Well, I'm done and back, okay.
Well, you explained to him that your arm went on a brook. You didn't make that out of your own hand, what?
No, but I won't tell you, Norma. Never had a chance. He went over there to the house first and stayed a bit cold. He's not aware. By the time I got there, well, he already told us that he will just have it for $200 and brought out a check for that amount.
No, you never see anything, did you?
No, I never. Listen,
Eddie. Grandpa's over there now. He's now borrowing from the pirates in the county tomorrow. Oh, my goodness. Admiral, she has a chicken into the pen here for obtaining all money on a pretended and made for being a
secretary to the crime. Well, I couldn't help it. I'm glad you said I'm hard work. I've never had nothing
coming
to him.
He's
been
driving
himself to do it.
Look at the
hand right
there. Now we're into it. What about his chicken now?
Well, over there in the sugar bowl, I reckon.
The sugar bowl?
Yeah, it's a heap of money for the heat. Stuff like
it, no, he's paid for the nation at the time. Well, one thing to do, that'd be to get that sugar bowl and get that out of there and take back in that insurance people for a little bit of a chance.
Well, I can't get it out with arms and hands dropped up in slings and bandages,
will you? That's right. Well, we've got to get that shit somewhere. I don't want to get any trouble before three-handed.
It wouldn't be hard to get if somebody could just sort of slip in the kitchen and hold a little bit of thing in there. That sugar bowl's head right there on the top shelf in the
cupboard. Yeah, I was just thinking here. I think I'd spare and get the chicken out of the kitchen.
Well, I tell you what I should do. I can see that this door is unlocked tonight. You could watch your people to bed and just living in and just got them to come home.
I think that might work. What time do you intend to go to bed?
Well, now, that's the trouble. We don't get them together generally 8:30 or 9 o'clock before we ever turn in.
Well, and if you leave that kitchen door unlocked tonight, I'm going to flip over and get the chicken take back to the insurance company tomorrow. Tell them to come out. And this is the last time I'm going to try to help you. From here, I can see somebody home.
Well, doesn't get that check back tonight. It looks like I'm going to be in serious trouble. Now, don't forget, folks, send in tonight for one of these handsome hot-faced hustlers. You paid every 5 cents for the use of the light lucky to put it in the store. But if you just send in for one, you can get it complete with bulb and batteries with a couple of plumb batteries. That's easy enough. For all you have to do is send in the batter from a package, any size package, of Horlick Modern Powder. Not the Horlick Modern Powder. Rather, some Horlick Tablets, I mean, are not eligible. No, write your name and address and the back of the wrapper, and then mail it in closing 10 cents over the cost of packing and mailing of high price. Plumb and batteries, care of the station, with Will Smith. In return, Lum and batteries will send you one of these little potent sized flashlights, complete with bulb and batteries. Now, don't put off in the end until it's too late. Do it right away. Those of you who don't already have a modern nest powder in your home can get a package, you know, even natural or chocolate flavor at your drive. This is Charles Brigger, speaking for Lum and Abner and Morgan. Well, now, big wall, good night, and good health.